So 10 months ago, we would have launched the first vaccine hesitancy study. And back then, things were a little different. People were really interested in trying to understand why is it that people are vaccine hesitant. 10 months later, a lot has changed. Protocols have been relaxed. People are trying to get back to a sense of normalcy, but living in a COVID-19 environment where persons are still getting COVID-19, persons from vulnerable groups are still contracting and developing maybe sometimes serious complications from COVID-19. And you may ask yourself, like, why are we still looking at vaccine hesitancy? And I still think it is important. And the two reasons I'm going to say is that, and when you listen to the findings of the study, you'll see why. The first one is, and I'm speaking from my social and behavior change perspective, that the study provides information on how, you know, why people are vaccine hesitant, what makes them change decisions, to become vaccinated. And we know in social science work that people do not make decisions in isolation, that they make decisions based on a number of factors. And this study has helped us in terms of providing us with the information on some of the factors of why parents may be concerned about vaccinating their children.